Tonight we're going to talk about the halachot of techita and techina, squeezing and grinding. These are the two things I'm trying to accomplish tonight. But if you have more time, we're going to talk about other halachot also. One of the melachot on Shabbat is part of melachot dash. The chita is part of the melacha of dash, the squeezing. The squeezing goes to a few different areas. One is to squeeze fruits and clothing or papers. Anything like that would be included in the melacha of the chita. Now, it's asur to squeeze fruits to get the juice out of the fruits, and that's considered part of melacha of dash. And it's asur to be done on Shabbat. Now, this halacha, there's a lot of different branches to it, which I'm going to explain to find out which areas is mutar for us to do. If you have a food which is full of water, let's say you have a pickle. A pickle, sometimes you buy a pickle, there's a lot of water in it. You want to squeeze the water out, and you want to have the pickle by itself. You are allowed to do that. That's not the problem of sechita. Or let's say Shabbos morning, you have a piece of fish. Fish has a lot of oil in it. Or you have a kugel. A kugel has a lot of oil in it. You want to squeeze the oil from the fish or the kugel, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem either. Because you are not doing it for the sake of squeezing, you're doing it for the sake of the food, and therefore you are allowed to do that. Another heter that there is for sechita, you are allowed to squeeze fruit or the juice of the fruit inside a food. Lamashal, for example, if you want to have tea on Shabbos morning and you want to squeeze lemon in it, you are not allowed to do that. But you are not allowed to squeeze the lemon inside a drink, inside the liquid. It has to be inside the solid food. Therefore, if somebody wants to have a lemon tea for on Shabbos, you have to put some sugar in it, squeeze the lemon inside the sugar, then you add your tea to that. But you cannot have the tea and squeeze the lemon inside the tea. Now, what about if you want to have salad and you want to have lemon inside the salad? You are allowed to squeeze any fruit inside a solid food as long as when you squeeze the juice, the juice is going to be swallowed, it's going to be part of the food, and you are not going to see it. But if you're going to put a lot of juice inside the salad or any other food, and in the end you're going to see a lot of juice sitting in the end, then you are not allowed to do it. It has to be completely swollen inside the food. But therefore, one is not allowed to squeeze any type of fruit, lemon juice or apple or orange juice or anything, or grapefruit juice, inside an empty cup or empty bowl. It has to be done inside only a solid food, not a drink, and not an empty bowl. Now, a lot of times for the babies, we make banana, or we have squid, we made banana from Erev Shabbat, and on Shabbat, we want to squeeze some orange juice in it. You are allowed to do that as long as the orange juice, you are not going to see it in the end. You're going to do that, but in the end, you won't see it. It has to be completely mixed up with the banana. Same thing, you are allowed to do that if you have a carrot salad. A lot of times you put lemon or orange juice or anything like that, that you are also allowed to do that as long as they are going to be mixed up with the salad completely. Now, also you want to cut lemon. How do you cut lemon? You get a board, cut lemon. But then when you do that, you see the juice is coming out. That's okay. It's not a problem, because you are not doing it for the sake of the juice, you're just cutting the lemon, that's not a problem. Now, what about if somebody wants to have a fruit, but they don't want the whole fruit, you just want to squeeze the fruit inside your mouth. Let's say you have a grape, or you want to have a piece of orange or grape juice or anything like that, then you just want the fruit, the juice, you don't want the fruit. You are not allowed to just take the fruit and put it inside your mouth, outside the mouth, and just squeeze the juice out. That's assured to do that. But what you can do, could put the whole fruit inside your mouth and squeeze it out, and then throw the rest of it away. Can't just take and put it in. You have to be careful. The purpose is not for that. Now, a lot of places they have, let's say for Friday night, they have grapefruit for the first course. How do you deal with it? How do you eat that? If you have the grapefruit and you take your spoon to take the grapefruit out, if your purpose of eating that grapefruit is only for the juice, then it's absurd to use it. But if you want to scoop the grapefruit with the juice also, then you are allowed to do that. It's not considered a problem of sechita. But a lot of times I see in the different places, what they do, they just squeeze the juice out. That's mamash asur. You're doing a sechita on Shabbos, and that's not a proper thing to do. You have to be very careful that you're just taking the old grapefruit out. Now, that's the halacha regarding the fruit, the juice. Now, we go to the next level, which would be the halacha of sechita regarding the clothing, papers, and things like that. One is also a sort to squeeze any water or anything out of a piece of clothing that you have, or you have a dress, or you have a skirt, or anything like that. You are not allowed to squeeze the water out of them, and that's also considered part of Alachav Dash, Sechida is part of it, and the sort to be done on Shabbat. Now, there is a very big controversy regarding papers. Is the Alachav Sechida applies to papers or not? Rav Moshe Feinstein, that's all, said that by paper the Alachav Sechida does not apply. In other words, if you have Friday night sitting on the table, something spilled on the table, you could take a napkin or piece of paper and just put it there. And Rav Moshe said, it's not a problem, just have to be careful when pick it up and throw it in the garbage. Everybody has cholek. They argue with Rav Moshe Feinstein, and they say it's also paper, it's also a problem of sechita. The best thing is to avoid that, but if somebody comes to that situation and you have nothing else to clean with, you could use that. But when you pick them up, you have to be very careful that you don't squeeze the piece of paper that you're picking it up. Just make sure that you pick it up very, very carefully and throw it out, and don't squeeze anything on the table. Just pick it up. Now, the baby wipes is the same problem also would be with baby wipes. Baby wipes, is another halacha that there's so many different opinions about that. Because baby wipes is everybody wants the water that is inside the baby wipes to come out. I'll tell the easiest and the best possible way to do it is like this. If the baby that you are cleaning needs a lot of cleaning, the best thing is just wash him out first, then use the baby wipe very lightly, don't squeeze anything from the baby wipe, and just do it very lightly and throw it away. But if the baby needs a lot of cleaning or dried up and they really need to work to clean him up, then the baby wipes would not be a good idea to be used, because you probably want the water to squeeze out, and if your kavana is the water to come out, then for sure is a problem of sechita and you are not allowed to do that. Now, if Friday night or Shabbos morning, if you want to clean your table, you need, if a lot of times people use a piece of cloth to clean up their table. That's also so to do that. You can't wet a piece of cloth and clean up the table. But you could take a dry piece of cloth and clean the table. It's not a problem. Now, another halacha that also it goes to the category of sechita is pumping milk. Pumping milk Shabbat for the women that they nurse is a problem. Obviously, it's a problem of sechita. Now, how do you do that? Also, it could be a problem of sakonat nefashot. If a woman needs to pump the milk out, this also is sakonat nefashot. The first of all, according to halacha, is asur to pump the milk out and give it to a child. Let's say a child cannot nurse and you want to pump it and put it in a bottle and give it to the child, that's asur. You are not allowed to do that. The only way you are allowed to do that, the only if it's sakonat nefashot, the sakonat dangerous for the baby, needs to have this. The only thing you could have, that's a different story. But to just stomp, do that, that's asur, that's sechita. Now, what about if the child adds food to it? The woman, right, you are really suffering. You have a pain. You can't have the milk sitting there. Then what you can do, you are allowed to use your hand or pump. Pump, but not electric pump. A regular hand pump, you are allowed to use that. But the way you have to do it is like this. There's two ways to do it. Either you have to pump the milk on the floor, on the bathroom, on the sink, but you cannot pump it inside an empty bowl, or you could pump inside a bowl, but inside the bowl has to be a detergent or something, you have to put something there to make the milk not usable. But if you just pump it inside the empty bowl, that would be a problem of sechita also. That the halacha of sechita also goes to using snow or ice on Shabbat too. But then, therefore, if somebody wants to smash ice or snow on Shabbat and use the water, that also would be a problem of sechita. One is not allowed to do that. But if you have, let's say, you want to have ice on your water on Shabbat or on coke, you are allowed to do that. And even when the ice is inside the water, you are allowed to smash the ice or move it around in order to use the ice faster. The ice becomes water faster, and that's not a problem of sechita. Now, let's say you brought ice to the table, and you put the ice in an empty bowl, and you use the ice. In the end, you see a lot of water sitting there. Are you allowed to use that water in the end or no? You are allowed to do that because when you put the ice there, you didn't do it you didn't want the water to become, the ice to become water. Just happened. And therefore, you are allowed to use that water. Now, what about, once I'm at this already, talk about making ice on Shabbat. You are allowed to make ice on Shabbat as long as you need it for Shabbat. But you can't put it, you cannot make ice if you are not going to use it on Shabbat. It has to be in a way that you know for a fact that you are going to use it on Shabbat. Also, if you have ice cream, you bought ice cream out of your freezer and you saw that the kids didn't use it, you are allowed to put it back on Shabbat also. What about if you have food? Let's say you bought food and use part of the food and you want to put the rest of it inside the freezer. You are not going to use it for Shabbat, but you just want to put it somewhere. The only place you could put that food is inside the freezer. You are allowed to do that on Shabbat also, even though that it looks like a achana, looks like you are preparing for the weekday, but because you have to put the food somewhere, you're putting it inside the freezer. Well, there's no difference between the fridge or freezer. It's not a problem. The kavana is not the preparation. Kavana is to put the food somewhere. Now, what about if you want to bring out, let's say, a frozen food, or a frozen drink, or frozen milk, and you forgot to bring it on Friday night or Shabbat morning, and come all of a sudden come home and you forgot something that you needed for Shabbat lunch, you could take it out of the freezer, and also you could put it next to the fire, cannot put it very close to the fire, it has to be somewhere close enough to make it loose, but not too close that it could be over on the halacha of Bishul. Therefore, then you could put it on the blech, but so far that the heat gets to it, that you cannot put it too close to the fire. Using a mop on Shabbat, the mop, you could use it, but you cannot squeeze the water out. In other words, if something spilled on the floor, you could just put the mop on it and take it away, but you cannot put it inside the bowl, the thing, the bucket, right, inside the bucket to squeeze the water out. That you are not allowed to do that, but you could just use it to clean the mess that is on the floor. If we have snow on Shabbat also, you are allowed to use the mop you could only put it to clean up the mess, but you can't squeeze anything out of it. Could just clean it up and put it away. But if you have a non-Jew, a goy, could ask a goy to clean the floor for you and do whatever it needs to do. It's not a problem. But you cannot, could just use it without squeezing it. Now, if there is snow on Shabbat, you are allowed to put some salt on the snow or on the floor for people not to fall on Shabbat. That's not a problem. You are allowed to do that. Even though that the salt is going to dissolve, to become water, that's still fine, you are allowed to do that. Squeezing water from the hair, your hair also is a problem of squeezing on Shabbat, and therefore one has to be careful not to squeeze the water from their head. What this halacha comes to light would be if the women have to go to mikveh Friday night, they have to be careful not to squeeze the water from their hair. Could nap their hair, could just dry it very lightly without squeezing anything out. Using steel wool on Shabbat. Steel wool also is something that a lot of women want to clean their dishes on Shabbat, but they want to use steel wool. You are allowed to use that also on Shabbat. It's not a problem. Also, a bathroom brush. If you need a bathroom brush also, you are allowed to use that also on Shabbat. You could also use a baby bottle brush. That also, they have that. You could also use that on Shabbat to clean the bottles. It's not a problem. Anything that made of a nylon, you are allowed to use that, and it's not a problem. Using a toothbrush, that also you are allowed to use that on Shabbat, and because the water is not going to be to dissolve there. But the only problem with the toothbrush is once you use it, you cannot wash it up and put it back because it's a hana for next day. Then if you use that, you could use it, clean your mouth, but the washing it and cleaning it and putting it away would be a preparation for the next day. For Rav Moshe said that one has to be careful not to wash it up and put it away. So just leave it there until Motzei Shabbat and clean it Motzei Shabbat. Now the issue with using a toothpaste on Shabbat. Now the minhag ha'olam is not to use a toothpaste. You should not use it, but you could use a mouthwash and use your toothbrush with a mouthwash to clean your teeth. But the toothpaste, the Aravad Yosef said one is allowed to use it on Shabbat, but the minhag ha'olam is not to use it. Now, if there is snow on Shabbat and kids want to make a snowball, right, you are allowed to use that on Shabbat also. It's not a problem. There's two problems. A person could think of two problems in making snowball. One is sechita, which when you take the snow picked it up and put it up, could be a sechita. Also, problem of binyan. So when you build something, a building also could be a problem. But the lema'aseh, both issues is not an issue, because when you pick up the stone, you are not don't have a kavanah to make to do sechita. And also the binyan, building is not a it's not really a building. It's going to dissolve by itself after a while. Therefore, it's not a problem. It could use, could have that snowman, snowball, anything like that. It's not a problem. But let me say, you should not use it because it's often in the hole. It's not a Shabbos thing to do. It's not a proper thing to do it on Shabbat. Okay. The next part is grinding, the halacha of techina. Techina is also one of the isur melachot of Shabbat, and this also goes as a lot of different categories that with when is techina is asur, when is mutar, and we're going to talk about a few different areas that techina would apply to it. First of all, anything that grows from the ground, the isur of techina, sort of grinding, would apply to it. And that means the what really comes to light, the halacha of techina, is of making salads on Shabbat. If you want to make an Israeli salad, the way the Israeli salad is made, you cut them to very small pieces. And you make Israeli salad. Don't make Israeli with these big pieces of tomatoes or cucumbers or onions, things like that. Make them very small. Or any type of salad that you make them very small, the problem of techina, grinding, would come to light. And then, therefore, in what case one is allowed to make Israeli salad on Shabbat? That you are allowed to do that if you want to make it very small pieces. If you make them big pieces, then it's not a problem. Everybody agrees, it's not a problem. You can do whatever you want. But if you want to make slow, small pieces, you are allowed to do that if it's samuch le-sa'uda. Samuch le-sa'uda, what does samuch le-sa'uda mean? Samuch le-sa'uda means that let's say you have your sa'uda at 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, then you have to do it very close to that. And what's very close to that means? The Chazon Ish held that within half an hour to the Sauda is considered Samukh le Sauda, and before that, you are not allowed to do that. In other words, if you're going to shul in the morning and you want to make your salad in the morning and then go to shul, you are not allowed to do that. It has to be mamash within half an hour to the Sauda in order to make that. Now, any food that is not gidule karka, any food that is not grown from the ground, the halacha of techina, grinding, that would not apply to it. Which means, if you have piece of meat or cheese or egg, and you want to make them very small to small pieces, you are allowed to do that on Shabbat. It's not a problem. The isur of techina only applies to gidule karka, only applies to things that grow from the ground, and the meat and cheese and eggs, you could do it even not samukh le-sa'uda, even could do it in the morning. Could make them very small pieces and leave them, eat them whenever you want. That's as long as for Shabbos, obviously, but it does not have to be samukh le-sa'uda. Another area of the halacha of techina would not apply to is if something already was grinded and you want to grind it again. Which means, if you have a piece of bread and matzah, they already were grinded, and Shabbos morning or Friday night, whenever, you want to grind them to smaller pieces, you are allowed to do that. Also, it's not a problem because of en techina achar techina. Once something was grinded, the halacha issur of grinding would not apply to that food again. Now, what happens, the halacha of techina also is not only stops by food, halacha of techina also goes to other areas too. the halacha of tachina really would apply if you have a piece of dirt sitting on your jacket, right, on your skirt, and you want to get them out, get them off. Well, how do you get them off? If you just go like that and get them out, there's not a problem of tachina. Why not? Because the dirt already was tochen. The dirt was already grinded. The problem is melaben. You are not allowed to make something whitening a piece of clothing on Shabbat is asur. Therefore, what you need to do is have to take your skirt or jacket from out, from inside, go like that, you push them up and clean them like this. But you can't just go from outside and clean them because of the sur of melaben, whitening. That's really the problem with this. But the sur of tachina, a lot of poskim hold that is not, that the problem does not apply. Now, also you could have a non-Jew to do that. That's not the problem either. But you cannot do it yourself. Now, what happens if you have, let's say, you made a vegetable for your child, and you want to put them through filter Shabbat morning? You forgot to filter it before Shabbat, and you want to put them through the filter and make them. There's a problem of borer, which that's a separate issue. But let's say that's big enough that the piece of the fruit also goes through. The problem with that, the issue with that is that you smashing them later would be a problem. In other words, let's say a lot of times you want to have a sandwich made of avocado, right? Or you want to have a sandwich made of banana, and you want to smash the banana on the piece of bread or avocado on piece of bread. Are you allowed to do that on Shabbat? That's also another area. There's a lot of machloket aposkim. Poskim are cholak. They're machloket about that. But Rav Moshe Feinstein says like this. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Shmuel Zalman Auerbach, they both say that you are allowed to have a banana or avocado put on your bread as long as the banana and avocado are so soft that just when you put it, just very easy to put them on. But if they are hard, that you have to really smash them and may put them on your bread, then you should not use them. But if it's so soft, then it's not a problem. And even when you do that, you should not use a knife to do that. You should use a spoon or a fork or something not in a normal way that you would do it during the week. That's the way it should be used. But smashing bananas and avocados is the isur of tachina, and one is not allowed to do that on Shabbat. Now you have also, let's say you want to make eggs Shabbat morning, and you want to have eggs with chopped liver. Right? You want to smash your eggs inside your chopped liver, and that also would be a problem. The first one we said before, that smashing eggs is not a problem, because it's not gidule kaka. You are allowed to do that. But what about are you allowed to cut eggs with the egg slicer? You are allowed to use egg slicer to cut the eggs, not a problem. And also you could use the egg slicer to cut vegetables with it also. It's not a problem. So I want to give you a few ideas regarding different utensils that everybody has in their kitchen. A peeler. You are allowed to use a peeler on Shabbat. Could use that as a knife, consider as like a knife, could use it on Shabbat and Yom Tov, it's not a problem. You are allowed to use the knives that are made specially to cut vegetables in very small pieces. You are allowed to use those knives also on Shabbat, it's not a problem. Using scoop on Shabbat, right, to scoop eggs or chopped liver, that also is mutar. You are allowed to use that also on Shabbat. It's not a problem. A beater, egg beater, right? That also you are allowed to do that. Then there's a problem with using that because of opening the hole, but there's not a problem of tachina. But this person should try not to do that, should not use it because of opening the hole. Now, if you have, I see that this question also came up a few times. What happens if you have Shabbos morning and your cholent, you have a cholent, and inside the cholent you have potatoes, you have carrots, you have all different things there, and you want to smash them and eat them, right? Or you could you smash them to make them to very small pieces inside your food, or you should not do that? You are allowed to. That is not a problem, because the food, once is cooked already, they are considered edible the way they are, and like just cutting them to small pieces, smashing them, it's not a problem. You could do that, but one should not use a regular utensil that is used during the year. Should use behind a spoon or fork that is not normally used during the week, and use them for Shabbat. Okay. Let's see. Any questions? Just before I go on to the next thing, let's see if any questions there. Then I see if you could go to the next one.